give the talk. People here are the people that are supposed to hear what he's got to say today. That what we hear, we will listen to and work out in our lives. We pray that you will bless him, that he will speak through your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I can't do it because I've only got one hand.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look, now the computer's gone. No, it's all right.
No.
That'd do.
Yeah.
Is that right? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Cool. Right. If not, I'll shout. It's fine. What's that noise? That really freaked me out. Right. Since we've already prayed, I'm going to do it as well. Lord, I pray that you talk through me today. I pray that the words that are of me are forgotten and the words that are of you really stick with people's hearts, Lord Jesus. Pray that you be with me today, Lord, as I speak your word and that you really speak to people through that, Lord. Amen. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about this. If you can't see our duck, count your blessings, not your problems. All right. So I'm going to tell you what the Bible says about counting your blessings, and then I'm also going to tell you about what it looks like in your day-to-day life. So, how many of you have been blessed recently? Whoop whoop, happy days. How many of you have had problems recently? Wow, there's a lot more hands with problems, isn't there? That's good, because otherwise this would have been a really pointless sermon. Yeah. So how many of you have had a blessing, then had a problem, and then got more caught up on the problem than the blessing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, amen. It's going to be one of them churches today. Hallelujah. Right. So I've had blessings and I've had loads of problems recently, to be honest. So, but I've had one blessing, one problem, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm blessed, that's cool. I had another problem, I'm still blessed. Had another problem, where's those blessings gone? And after five or six, forget all the blessings, I'm just problem central right now. So I'll give you my week in problems. You'll enjoy that, that'll cheer you all up. So, oh, it worked, this is so exciting. So first we went to get the car MOT'd and serviced. And they said they couldn't do the MOT because there was a problem with the booking system. And then we had to pay more money to get the MOT somewhere else. And that was a real pain. And then when we got the car back, the car was making strange noises. And they hadn't... I would give you do a demonstration, but I can't be bothered. So we had to pay even more money to get the car fixed after it had already been serviced. Then I tried booking my driving lessons, and I can't... I've called so many places, and I just can't find anywhere. It's a nightmare. It's only a little problem, but it's a problem because it's frustrating. I want to be driving. Then Lydia's family dog died. So that was a big problem. That was really sad. Big R. Lydia needs hugs afterwards and no puppies. You're not having another one. Then I had arguments with my bosses all week long, rows with my bosses. And I really love my job, but I'm looking for new work because we were having arguments. Then, what happens if I miss the ball? This, basically. We was playing table tennis at work. Someone passed the ball to me and my doubles partner went to smack the ball and smack my wrist. Brilliant. Sprained that. Happy days. I've got more sympathy from you than I did from my wife. You can still do the washing up. What about all these Paralympians that do all that? Then when I wanted to play FIFA, oh, you can't play FIFA when you've got a bad hand. Oh, I can put the washing up. Sorry. What did a Paralympian... Anyway, sorry. I'm going home. No, but these were just the highlights of problems through my week. There was a lot more. And I felt down after every single one of these things happened. And after the end of the week, I thought, you know what? I've had enough of this. I won't use the word I really said, but I'd had enough. But then when I look back at the week, and then I reflect, there was just as much blessings as there was problems. And some of the blessings even happened through the problems. So, firstly, we've got a new washing machine. Free! Happy days. Hallelujah. Way. Cool. So that was good. That was really good news.
house?
No, Lydia does the washing. I can't do it. And because Lydia had to get a car serviced, we had a couple of hours spare, so we played Bananagrams. Not on a cat, I might add. We went for breakfast and played Bananagrams, so that was good fun. If you've not played that, get it and then learn. It's brilliant. Then, because I sprained my wrist, I went to the hospital. They saw me really quickly. I was able to see my brother and play one-armed crazy golf. Hallelujah, that's a blessing. I don't often get to see Tommy. I called him, he was at work, so we went and played crazy golf. And it was free. Blessings. See, everybody's winning at the minute. And then Lydia went to get her car sorted yesterday at Quick Fit. I don't work for them, they're not my new job. I'm not like advertising or anything, but went to Quick Fit and they was really nice. And actually someone that we know works at Quick Fit. So Lydia felt a bit more comforted by that and was happy to spend the money because they knew it'd get done properly. All blessings. Friday night I went out with my dad and my uncles to open mic night and just to have time together. We don't normally get opportunity. Blessings. Lots and lots of blessings. And it's a blessing today, it was a happy accident, to be honest, that all my family were down and they could come to church today all together. It wasn't planned or anything like that, it was just everyone was around, so we thought, let's all go to church together. That's a blessing. It's the little things in life. And if you've not seen me preach before, you'll realise I get through about 3 pints of water. I'm waiting for it to turn to wine, to be honest. Thank you. I'll be here for a little bit longer. So when I look back at my week, although I see lots and lots of little problems, the blessings are actually far greater. I mean, look how happy that washing machine is. You know? How many times do you forget the little things? How many times do you forget the things in a week that bring you joy because you're too busy counting the problems in your life? It happens all the time. I'd done it until yesterday when I wrote this sermon. So often. But what does the Bible say about this? Well, there's lots of different Bible stories about blessings. It's pretty much front to cover with problems and front to cover with blessings. I could talk about anything. Hello. Little blessing. So what I want to talk to you about today is the Israelites and Moses and the blessings that happened there. So I'll give you a rough background on the story so you know where I am with what I'm going to talk about. Step one, there she is. Who's that? Lizette, there you go. Okay, so the Pharaoh of Egypt had every Hebrew boy killed so they wouldn't raise up against him. So Moses was hidden by the Nile, and then the Pharaoh's daughter took her back with her as if he was her son. And Moses grew up as a prince in Egypt. Then, this happened. Moses got the ump with a taskmaster beating one of the Hebrews. So he killed him. Then, he was basically told by Pharaoh, well, he wasn't told. Pharaoh had put an order out to hunt Moses down and to kill him for what he had done. So Moses ran away. Then God spoke to him through a burning bush. Looked a little bit like that. Not a cloud in the sky. Happy days. So, God spoke to him and said, go back and save your people. So he went back to Pharaoh. There he is, Pharaoh and Moses and some other chap that just had done a photo bomb. So he went back and he said, look, let my people go. Pharaoh said no. So then God, then put the 10 plagues